Hello, everybody.
Love Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Steamy Stimulations Presents, and I'm your host, So Sexy Kima, a.k.a. Kima Shines. And basically, I'm just kind of mellowing out today. It is definitely a lazy day for me, enjoying my day off, chilling, doing some family time with my brother, and just kicking back. But I also wanted to take the time today to do something different, and also to the fact that to do a show. I haven't done a show in quite some time. I had scheduled many a shows since the last one I actually did last year. And a lot of things come up. I've been busy working. I was in school, traveling a little bit, stuff that, you know, no one really knew about, you really don't need to know about, but, you know, I had to take care of those things, and, you know, I just really didn't have the time. I set it up, but then would do it, and then not get ready to do it, and then not do it, because I just wasn't ready. So there's just a lot, you know, going on. But today, like I said, is a lazy day, hanging out with my brother. He's just chilling as well, and I get to do this right now and just take my time. Well, he's really chilling with me because he's over here. He came to see me, but I just took the time. I've been doing so much. I also took care of some other stuff that, you know, I'm so happy for that I got knocked out of the way. But, well, today I'm just really wanting to say that it was never, ever, ever about the money. And I think people get that confused about me because maybe that's their agenda. That's how they live their life. I don't live my life. Money doesn't make who I am. I'm not materialistic. You know, if I have it, I have it. I don't worry about anything. I take care of business. I've been working since I was 18 years old. And if I decide to do something, then I do it because that's what I want to do. You know, I have a passion for the things that I do. I had joined the organization, did a radio show. I did do a radio show on it. Yeah, I did. It's no longer here for anybody to hear. It probably is, but somewhere out there, but not on my stuff. But I had joined the organization that I am no longer a part of that organization anymore. And that happened maybe, I want to say, about a week or two ago. And I just thought it was the most hilarious fucking thing ever to happen because I've taken a step back of associating myself with a lot of negative energy, drama, and people who have personal insecurities with themselves in their lives, you know, and the things that they do, you know. I think everybody has gotten me confused to where I want to be a part of the in crowd. No, I'm not trying to be a part of the in crowd. I got with this organization because it was part of the cannabis industry, and I decided to now really intertwine the cannabis industry in the things that I do with my careers. So I reached out and decided to do this with this company organization, and it was not all pretty. And it was not all that it was seen to be. With it, when I really started getting into it and started really promoting it, that's when people started knocking on my door and saying, hey, Kima, you know, take a step back. This organization I don't think is good for you. This is not right for your image. This is not what you usually do. So, you know, we want you to step back. I'm like, whoa, you know, what the fuck? What's going on? So, excuse me, I'm taking a little sips of my Vanique right now. That's this delicious drink that I was given a while back, and me and my brother decided to sip on it today. I told him I was going to bring it out if he came through. So they were just telling me, you know, it's not really a good idea. I'm hearing so many bad things about them. You know, some of the girls are prostitutes. You know, some of the girls are call girls. It started out as a girly pinup type of website, you know, this and that. Some of the girls in the group that one person told me they encountered them, that they felt like half of them girls was not just smoking marijuana, that they was on some other type of drug. Then I seen I saw myself, an interaction between one of them head ladies and a model promoter or seeker. They got into a tiff, and they was going back and forth themselves on Instagram. And, of course, she cannot talk to this lady. I'm not saying talk to, but she can't deactivate this woman like she deactivated me and how I got banned from the organization. But she didn't respond back to this woman because this woman basically let her know, you know, it is what it is. And I told her the same thing myself. But, you know, they got the upper hand where they could flip a switch. Hey, like I said, it's all good. It was never about the money. So this woman, she got into it with, you know, basically told her, you know, it's already been confirmed about how y'all get down, you know. That's a fact. So she got told about what's going on, and this was done on Instagram. Then I guess someone else says that the girl stole money from people, the people that they were supposed to pay didn't get it, and the girls that they were supposed to work with. So it was just a lot of negative energy that started coming out, and the last thing I had heard had happened at High Times. It pretty much came out at the day after I had went. I did see some other girls there in the organization as well, you know, so I was just like, wow. So then when I had already put my money in to get ready to do the rally that I was doing in the Berkeley area just a couple of weeks ago on July 11th, the rally went, I must say, it went really, really well. And I really want to give a shout out to the California Cannabis Hemp Initiative for allowing me to come there and, you know, provide my massages. Again, I am no longer associated with that organization, so I'm going to just now call it what it is called, has been called, and will now be just Kima's Magic Hands, because basically, you know, all of you who've been following and paying attention, you guys know I'm a massage therapist, and, you know, I've taken that to the next level with my business and so forth. So I'm just really having a good time. So I appreciate the CCHI 2016. You can go to their website, that's cchi.org. And, you know, I was just so happy to be a part of that. But anyway, that went really well. And I did represent the organization at that time, but there were a lot of disgruntled girls that did show up to support me who let me know their feelings as well. So, you know, it is what it is. It happened. You know, what ended up making it all just go to a blow was the blog that I wrote. I always keep it real on my blog. This is considered a blog today because you don't hear any music. I don't plan on playing any music today. I wrote a blog, and it was basically considered favoritism because there were some things that I began to notice within the organization. There were certain girls that they were being looked at more than another. As you guys know, I'm an African-American female. I'm not petite. I am not small. I'm thick. I'm kind of, you know, I'm not a BBW. I just consider myself a thick, sexy, voluptuous woman. That's TCV in my world, hashtag that I've come up with, TCV. So thick, curvy, and voluptuous. And, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm new at this. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to get myself together and get connections and things of that nature. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? When you start seeing the same people over and over again going to functions and things of that nature, or certain pictures being, you know, put out there more than another, then you're going to speak on it. So I went on ahead and spoke on it. Now, a lot of girls made comment on the blog, nothing bad. I didn't make another comment like that or anything of such. You know, it's an open forum. That's what you guys say. That's what the motto is for this company. It's supposed to be excuse me, it's supposed to be a movement, a brand, you know, women empowering women. So what's the problem when another woman in an organization is speaking on something that's an open forum for all of us to speak on and have a comment with, and half of those comments agree with what I'm saying, and then you got the head lady go on there and say she feels like she's insulted and she wants to say that the pictures that I posted was pornography and this and that another. I don't think I had any penises on those photos, but you know what? None of us will ever really know, and I can truly say I do not remember because those photos were taken down. They were taken down before I could even get to them first. So I was supposedly have been reported, then the pictures were just taken down. Then when I get to the head lady, and I'll call her Rain, because that's the name that she got on the thing, I get at her and ask her what's going on. She's still telling me, oh, we love what you're doing. Post your pictures. Promote them. So here it is. I got one person telling me to promote it, but I got somebody else deleting my stuff. There it is right there. And that was back in March. So then she's speaking on that. Then she's saying, you know, that she felt that, again, like, ah, she was insulted because I said the petite, skinny white girls are getting more looked at, more work than somebody else, you know. But she was like, it was in poor taste, talking about my photos and this, and that. I'm like, hey, I didn't argue then. I'm not arguing now. Again, if I ended up writing what I'm writing and it got a rise out of not only you but some other girls, then what that should be is that should be something for you as admin and you as part of the head to say, hey, you know, these girls sound like they got something we really should work on. We should all talk about. Instead of sitting there saying you feel insulted and taking it personally, what type of person are you to be in business like that, to take things personally if somebody say some shit about what's going on and about something they are part of? I didn't put my money into it to not be able to speak on something. So basically, here it is, that happens. Again, a few other girls speak their mind, say what they feel. And so the next thing I know, I made a little comment and said, yeah, speak on it. Okay, everybody got a proper way of doing what they want to do. Nothing negative on my part, nothing negative on the girl's part. And as far as I'm concerned, nothing even negative on the head lady part. Again, it's an open forum. We all should be able to speak on it and have a good time and not be tripping off of anything. But yet and still, head lady decides she wants to pick up the phone, give me a call, try to overtalk me the entire conversation. I start telling her, it's good, you know what I'm saying? You need to calm down, you know, what's going on? Why are you feeling like you need to overtalk me? Maybe you should take your some time and take a time off, you know what I'm saying, and get off this phone right now because you're saying a lot of things that I'm not even going there. You going there. She get the views of profanity, you know, saying all kinds of stuff. Hey, check this out. It's an open forum. It's about women empowering other women. You are the head of this organization, and you contact one of your ladies sounding all distraught, telling her that she is antagonizing, that I am antagonizing the females. No, these ladies who actually made these comments actually had these feelings way longer than I got into the organization. I got in March. So these ladies are sitting there saying stuff. I've been in there since 2013 and 2012. So there's been an issue going on within the company since that, since 2012 and 13, whichever each one got in. That has nothing to do with me. It's just it has something to do with me because basically I was the first person to speak up on something like that. And as you say, put it out in the open. Why is it all out in the open when it's on our website? The website, the organization's website. And again, we are women empowering women, so let's help each other when there's one who seems like she has an issue, instead of saying, oh, she's a bad person, there's something wrong with her. Basically, what y'all doing with this organization is running it as a regime. Do as I tell you, or speak on what we only want you to speak on, or if you don't, you're going to be deactivated and banned. And that's basically what ended up happening. She said I was antagonizing the girls. All I could hear in her voice was somebody just quivering, shaking, and nervous as hell in the background. constantly kept telling me over and over again that I was talking, I'm yelling at her and this and that. Nobody's yelling at her. If you're listening to me right now, that's exactly how I was talking to her. Not yelling at her. That's somebody that's insecure, who cannot handle the truth, that lives in denial, tries to, control the conversation the whole time. And don't want, and to me, where I come from, the way I was raised, that ain't nothing but a guilty conscience. Even picking up that phone to do that bullshit was a guilty conscience. Deactivating me and banning me from the organization speaks on the truth on the blog itself. I'm going to let that hang there. Everything I said was true on what you guys do, and then you go and deactivate and ban me because I spoke on something that you guys didn't want others to know about, that you don't want to address within the organization. So basically, you got all these females out here putting forth, not all of them, okay, not all, but some, but you got some of these females out there putting forth this money into this organization, not feeling they getting out of it what they would like to get out of it. And if they speak on it in any manner that you do not find good for you guys or you don't want nobody to know about, you ban them. So you basically took these girls' money, my money as well. But like I told you, it was never really about the money, because if it was about the money, I'd be making a bigger ruckus than what I could be saying or have done already, which ain't much. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, it ain't about the money. I'm older. I've been working since I was 18. So little shit like that don't bother me. What that lets me know is y'all did me a favor. I didn't need to be a part of that in the first place, because that ain't nothing but weak-ass shit. That's weak as fuck to me. I don't want no part of it. So everything that people were telling me about this organization was true. The blog I wrote, true. Deactivating and banning, y'all just added y'all own fire to y'all own flame. Y'all digging y'all own hole by basically keeping letting people know that's what y'all really do. You guys are really bad, bad, bad for business. Bad for business. You feel me? So, again, y'all did me a favor. Thank you. I thank you so much, because if I had gotten any deeper, boy, my reputation just probably would have went downhill. My reputation don't really, that don't make me, but that makes who you guys are. That's what is important to you guys, because you guys want the money so bad that you guys continuously do this over and over again and have the same reaction, the same action, and the same situations come up over and over and over again. So I don't feel bad about anything at all. I'm very glad that I decided to speak on it and do it in this manner. Like I said, it ain't over, really. But this is just the way for me to speak on it, because the next time, don't really need to be that many words, but I had to let everybody know about that. No way, in no way, shape, or form am I upset. In no way, shape, or form was it ever about the money. As far as I'm concerned, what I did more for you than probably any other female has done for the company. So as I'm an asset that you decided to get rid of because you guys pretty much couldn't handle what I had to say. And on top of that, when most people are in that situation like I am, I've had this before. It's not like I haven't run into something like this. Nothing new at all. I have no problems with it. I have matured and I have grown and I have learned so much that this is just a minor stepping stone. This is, it has happened and it's time to move on. But the best thing about going through these learning experiences is to learn from them and to learn not to make that mistake again. Grow from it. Learn. And be able to tell someone else about it as well. You know what I'm saying? Tell others what you have learned, what you have experienced. So hopefully you can't tell nobody what to do, but just say, hey, I've been through that already. So to you ladies out there who are thinking, that you would like to get with this organization. I tell you what, think again, because I was forewarned, and you get a lot of ladies in the organization that say that a lot. Somebody already told me. Oh, and did I mention as well that those same ladies that made comments on the blog that I wrote and agreed with what I written, they were banned as well? Banned and deactivated. Is this the type of organization you want to be with? A regime? Man, I ain't got time for that shit. I'm too old, and I've been around the block, and that ain't good news. And things like that never last. They never, ever last. Though the run might be okay right now, but they kicking themselves in the face and putting boot to their ass as far as I'm concerned. So we'll see how that goes. And it's so sad because there's money out there for everybody to make. It doesn't matter what industry you work in. It really fucking doesn't. Doesn't matter what industry you work in. There is money out there, but you're going to always have someone that might not like what you may be doing, speaking on, or whatever the case may be, and they're going to try to keep you down in that third level because you're not agreeing or you're not going with the flow of what they have. It's a lesson to be learned, people, and it's a good one to learn. And I tell everybody out there, pay attention. Pay attention. The devil is out there in all sizes, shapes, and forms, okay? All sizes, shapes, and forms. And, again, it's the cannabis industry. Damn, motherfuckers be tripping off of weed. People be tripping off of sex. People trip off of technology. They are all out there. Every industry, there's always going to be something. So, again, as I say, it was never about the money. You guys cannot stop who I am and what I've been doing. I've been doing this already for a minute. And when hard work just pays off, period. And when you have a passion for the things that you do and love the things you do, that is success in itself. No need to attach yourself and be with another organization to make yourself look good on that level. If you got it already to be able to do that, then that's what's most important. Most important. And like I said, I'm having a great time doing the things I'm doing. I'm glad I decided to do this blog today. I haven't done it in a while. I am going to try to do more. But since now I'm not in school and I won't be back into school until next year, then I need to be doing more. But I have one more thing to do, and that's take a nice big test. Because if you haven't been updated and read the blogs and going to my Facebook page and things of that nature, STEMI Stimulations Presents will be in Las Vegas very, very, very soon. So there will be more things coming up and more fun to be had. So Sexy Kima, a.k.a. Kima Shines, hey, has not gone anywhere. I'm still here, just taking my time, just chilling, and keeping it simple. That's what's most important. Just keeping it simple. That's all I could say. I'm sipping on my Vanique right now. This thing is lovely, shimmery right now. It's unbelievable. What a great drink. But I hope y'all can hear my eyes shaking in the back. There was no music today, like I said, just me letting y'all know what's going on. And keeping you updated. Then if you, again, pay attention to keep up on my blogs at KimaShines.blogspot.com. You can go to itsmyurls.com/4AKimaShines and find all my links. Go to my YouTube page. I try to update new videos here and there when I get a chance. And, you know, there will be a new one coming up really soon. And I'm about to be doing the AIDS. There's just so much coming up. You just have to stay informed. And like I said, I will do my best, you guys, to do a little bit more blogs, do a little bit more radio shows, and go from there. It's gonna work out. I'm just feeling good, and it's lazy day too, so I'm just going with the flow. But like I said, it was never about the money. You can never stop my shine. I'm Kima Shines, aka So Sexy Kima, CEO and owner of Steamy Stimulations Presents, Kima's Magic Hands, and Shine On Photography. Based here in the Bay Area, but on its way to Las Vegas. Vegas bound by the end of the year, y'all. Stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in. And I will have more for you soon. I'm about to get high, y'all. Y'all have a great day. One love. Peace out.